see you guys are back. Don't they have a Pro Bowl? They do another one? Like after the...
No,
okay. The combines are coming up, right? The combines? Can you just stay?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Who's back and who's not?
Brandon's back. And that's good. That's it.
And how about Keon? How is he
close? I don't know if he's close. Eddie thought in a week or so. You know, he thought he had a chance. Bottom line, he thought he had a chance before the offset break to make it back. That was good news.
Brandon said he didn't exactly know what was wrong with his knee, but he said he doesn't expect it to be any further problems. Is that the message you've gotten, that was just a one-day rest and he should be fine?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it bothered him enough not to play. And, you know, I just think the amount of games, the way it is, I think we're going to have, and every team is having them again, there are going to be games where guys wake up and they can't play, you know, and I just think we have to be ready for that. I didn't even know that because it's so much of pay attention to that whole part of it. So that's great. I'm sure he can exhale today. Well, first of all, he's a good spirit. I mean, the guy never complains, does his work every single day. And secondly, he does give us an option. He's a shot blocker, and he can actually make shots as well. So it's just good to have. We have a great group. We really do. Our team, our locker room is absolutely phenomenal, and so he just adds into that.
How much is the fact that he physically is a factor, or is it just wanting to keep a guy like that around?
Well, he can play. I mean, that's the main thing. If he couldn't play, but a great guy, you know, we probably, you know, sit him on his way, but he can actually play, and he's a big guy that can play, and we're just hoping we can keep developing him to make him a better player.
Where does he need the most development right now? Is it just defensive end?
Yeah, defensive end, really speed-wise. And I think he actually has the speed. It's just his technique, just in pick-and-roll coverage. He just, you know, he pretty much stands straight up, and it's amazing how quickly the league scouts you. Because when he comes in, they're running pick-and-roll, and they know that. So, but he'll get it.
When he walked into training camp, did you expect him to be with you the whole season?
No, I didn't even know him 2 days before training camp. We were sitting in Danny's office, and I think Austin and Ryan kind of put on the tape and said, hey, by the way, this guy, we're going to invite to camp as well. that was my first introduction to him. I should have known him, you know, from all the whoopings Marquette has given Wisconsin. I should have known that, but I didn't do it.
What first impressions when you saw him immediately?
Impressive. You know, he piqued my interest immediately because, you know, with tape, obviously, we show a lot of the good things. But a lot of those good things are shot blocks that you thought no way he can get to. And he kept getting to them, and so that was impressive. Yeah, you just knew he had it. You know, you could see a good shot blocker, you could see it right away. You know, some guys can do it. And same thing with a great rebound. You know, they just have a knack, and then he has that.
Paul is probably going to pass the very first time. Just talk about how unusual it is for a player to last this long in the same.
Yeah, and whenever you pass anybody in Boston, that means you're old, number one. That's the only way you can get here. You've had to play a long time because the history of this franchise and the numbers that have been amassed, it's just an amazing that his longevity, you know, he's been relatively injury-free. He's had some injuries, but and he's been so consistent throughout his career. Passing Larry Bird in anything is pretty impressive.
Obviously, other teams are trying in New York, making more time to work.
Why did it work so quickly here? You know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I think, one, we had great timing, you know, and so do other teams. At least they think they do as far as, you know, it's the right time. Everybody wants to win. But I think in our case, they truly did, you know, honestly. I just thought we had the right group of guys. We sold the right package to them as far as playing together, and they bought into it. And I don't think it gets much deeper than that. I just thought we had the right fit of guys, and the timing was good for them.
Their age also, their career?
Yeah, that's what I meant by timing. I just thought the timing of it. It's, you know, Amari and, you know, Carmelo are at that same stage, you know, right now, I guess. But it is. It's a lot of factors. I think a lot of guys, they're chasing their careers, and, you know, they assume winning will come, and then all of a sudden, they realize they've achieved their career, but winning hasn't come. And so I thought we just had the right group. And now, you know, each guy was really important in that. But I thought each guy was willing to sacrifice. I think they each gave up like 7 or 6 shots. And no one cared. And I thought that was really important.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.